The Traveler's Journal, June 14th, asking, is there a doctor on the plane? Statistics show 8 commercial airline passengers out of every 1 million suffer a medical calamity. While that number is tiny, many more in-flight incidents require medical attention. American Airlines handles an average of 4 en-route health emergencies each week. But how prepared are carriers to dispense health services at 35,000 feet? The good news is, most big commercial aircraft are required to carry 2 medical kits. There's the first aid kit, with medicine cabinet items like ammonia, swabs, bandages, and splints. There's also a medicine bag, which contains a stethoscope and blood pressure cuff, along with drugs to counter insulin shock, allergic reactions, and cardiac pain. Some carriers also stock painkillers, antihistamines, and antidiarrheals. American Airlines pack automatic defibrillators. Unfortunately, cabin staff can only provide the basic first aid. Only qualified volunteers, doctors, nurses, or paramedics who can and care to show proof are permitted to open the medical bag. Carriers do staff doctors on the ground to radio up assistance, but the absence of an onboard volunteer often dictates an emergency landing, and the odds of that are worsening. This year, 39% of the medical crises had no expert volunteer versus 28% 5 years ago. Have reasonable expectations when you go to the airport, both about your own health and the medical care you can expect on board. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.